Bubbly.
Kwazwai muri eZimbabwe mthakazo omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle lingani tshona njani izulu kandaba wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo siyakwamukela kuhlelo lethulu abasakhulayo muri eZimbabwe if you tune in right now wherever you are in the world welcome if you're in Africa good evening if you're in America good afternoon wherever you are in the world welcome our TV connection our Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related muri eZimbabwe if you're tuning in right now you're tuning into Live Talk our TV connection brought to you by Studio 7 of Voice of America on a Tuesday at the 14th of December, 2021. I'm your host, Mike Corbett. Once again, wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo njengamgamchirai, bachirongwa chedu chebechidiki, chirongwa the connection, amwineni Mike Hove, muri eZimbabwe, we're coming to you from my apartment in Washington, D.C. Unfortunately, muri eZimbabwe, this is a pre-recorded program, so you will not be able to join us live as per usual, muri eZimbabwe. So you can write your comments in the comment section, and we're going to be reading that info a little later. Tonight on The Connection, we continue the discussion on the COVID-19 pandemic. We're going to be speaking to Zimbabwean youth about how the global pandemic is affecting the lives of youth and, of course, Zimbabwe at large. Now, once again, unfortunately, tonight's program is a pre-recorded broadcast. However, we're still broadcasting on our free pages as we speak. That being VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and of course, our VOA Ndebele. So, Lina Kofi Zulugandaba, Ufitizela, Lapayagupa, Luguti, share. So, press the share button, please drop 2-1-1-2-1-2-1-2 so that we watch the program in our numbers. Lina Kofi Njalo Zulugandaba, Ufitizela, Lapayagupa, Luguti, like. Like pressing the like button so that we watch the program. As we speak, we're also broadcasting on our three web pages, that being www.voa.com, www.voazimbabwe.com, and www.voashana.com. For everybody that is a YouTube fanatic, we are broadcasting live on YouTube as we speak. Zulugandaba, our official page is at VOA Zimbabwe. That is our official page. So, Luna Kofi Zulugandaba, Balani Mibone, Nuku Kasletole, VOA Ndebele, Bu Facebook, Muri Zimbabwe, Nurai Mondre, Yupa Pedre, the Facebook, Pa VOA Shona, Pitrop Tuono, Iwa, Murkuj, Wana Ose, Jupitika Munyeka. As usual, Zulugandaba, an update on COVID-19. Let us give you the latest information released by the Ministry of Health and Child Care. Now, according to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health and Child Care, Zulugandaba, Zimbabwe has registered over 172,012 COVID-19 cases, 129,951 recoveries, and 4,740 deaths. Now, last night alone, Zulugandaba, Zimbabwe reported 4,872 new COVID-19 cases, 175 recoveries, and 2 deaths. Now, to date, over 3,966,929 people have taken their first jab of a COVID-19 vaccine. And to date, the amount of people who are fully vaccinated in Zimbabwe is 2,988,370 people who are fully vaccinated. So that's the latest information released by the Ministry of Health and Child Care. But now, to head over to the most recent developments when we're talking about the coronavirus pandemic, this week we're going to be focusing on an Omicron variant, which is the latest variant or the latest strand of the COVID-19 pandemic. that has been detected largely in Southern Africa. However, it is also now across the globe, including here in the United States of America. Now, the Omicron variant was first detected in South Africa a couple of weeks back. Last week, the Ministry of Health and Child Care in Zimbabwe announced that the Omicron variant has been detected in Zimbabwe. Now, I want to head over to a report produced by a VOA correspondent for VOA's Africa 54. Here we're talking about Darren Taylor, who speaks to a couple of scientists and nurses about the impact of the Omicron variant. And when we come back, we're also going to be talking to Zimbabwean experts to hear their thoughts on COVID-19 and, of course, the Omicron variant. Let's head over to Darren Taylor's report.
South Africa has witnessed a nearly 255% increase in cases of COVID-19. The country is in the grip of a fourth wave, driven by the Omicron variant. And in Johannesburg, Nurse Zodwa Kutu said the speed with which the new strain is spreading is worrying.
Most of that people do not seem to respond in terms of attendance to come and vaccinate. And if it spreads faster, then it becomes a problem.
At a briefing on Thursday, WHO regional COVID-19 manager Dr. Tien Obolde said admissions to public and private hospitals were on the rise.
This is about almost 12% of increase when we look at the past 24 hours, that was as of yesterday. So definitely they are having more cases and also more people who have been admitted.
But there is a silver lining. Bolde said just 6% of ICU beds in South Africa are currently occupied by COVID-19 patients. Suggestions that Omicron may be causing less severe disease were also supported by early data from the National Institute for Communicable Diseases in Tshwane, the metropolitan area including the capital Pretoria. The hospital statistics showed less than a third of people admitted to hospital with COVID-19 were suffering from severe illness. That compares with two-thirds at the start of the previous two waves. Thursday's briefing also heard that Omicron, first detected in Southern Africa and Hong Kong, has now reached 60 countries worldwide. 10 are in Africa, the WHO said. And the continent accounts for 46% of the nearly 1,000 Omicron cases reported globally.
Well, Zulukanda Bamtshakazi, you are hearing there a report produced by a VOA correspondent for VOA's Africa 54, Darren Taylor, speaking to South African scientists, South African experts, and of course South African officials to focus more on how much the Omicron variant, which was first detected by South African scientists, is impacting the Southern African nation. So we also reached out to Zimbabwean medical experts in Moria, Zimbabwe. Let us head over to an interview that was conducted by Studio 7's Kirimu Zamiri with Dr. Joshua Chirupanyanga, who explains more about the symptoms that they are now recording in Zimbabwe, which are very similar to those of Omicron. Dr. Chirupanyanga also explains the difference between the Omicron variant and just general flu-like symptoms which seem to have reached Zimbabwe. So let's head over to that interview that Kirimu Zamiri did with Dr. Chirupanyanga.
Vaita positive kuchirwere cheOmicron ende rate yacho chikombane mashure iri yakati nyanyei kuti in 1 week to 10 days taita vanhu about 30 zvikura kuti vanhu at least on average 3 beds pazuva vari kuita chirwere cheOmicron vanhu vatatu pazuva tiri kubata kuti chirwere cheOmicron saka chapararira muno muzimbabwe ende chawanda saka naizvozvo tiri kuti vanhu rambamita social distancing rambai muchigara kure nekure musashanyirane zvisina tsarukano ngatingoshanyiranai kana paine zvakosha zvatira kuti tishanyirane
WHO iri kuti virus Omicron haina uturu stereki mungati kudii nazvo
tichiona pavanhu makumi matatu vataita sofa vatadiagnosa zvirwere cheOmicron vazhinji vavo tinongoti makumi mairi 29 vani masymptoms ari mild vari kumba hapana kana wana ari kuda oxygen hapana kana wana amboda kuadmita tinongori na wani mbuya vamwe vatakaadmita nokuda kwekutimbagara nemama underline ngaredi strong vakaoparaitwa vatiedza nemanda go ndagara ne bp neshuga saka zvinhu zvakara zvakamomotera saka ndovega vandingati vatapa mheja muchipatara tikuratidza kuti omicron iyi haina uturo hwanyanya zvikombiana nadelta kana even alpha vanhu vari kushayika kana vari kufa nokuda kweomicron mashomashoma ndokuona kuti vanhu vazhinji vari kutadza kuziva kana kudzidzisa kuti yandinayo ingori flu here kana kuti icovid-19 omicron variant ndoda kushaya kupai masymptoms kana zvaunotarisira kuti ufungidzire kuti chirwere chako icovid here kana uchingori flu kazhinji tinoona kuti munhu akaita flu chete isiri covid ari kunyanyisa masymptoms anyaya kuita sekuhetsura kuchuruka madziwa kana kuvharika kwemhino ndovatiri kuti maupper respiratory tract symptoms ari kunyanya zvikuru kuvanhu vanenge vasina covid-19 vane covid-19 havasi kunyanya kuita masymptoms aya vecovid-19 vanonyanya kuita chikosoro kuzarirwa muchipfuva kurwadziwa muchipfuva nekukarakata pahuro zviri kunyanya kuita kuwana necovid-19 asi munhu ane flu anokwanisa kukosorawo zvakare anokwanisa kuitawo chest pain kurwadziwa muchipfuva anokwanisa kunzwa kukarakata pahuro uye zvakare vese ane flu neane covid anokwanisa kunzwa kupera simba majoin kuzarirwa anokwanisa kunzwa kudikitira manheru kupinda nechando zvichisiyana zvichidaro asi kazhinji zhinji kana masymptoms ako kana zvauri kunzwa zvichinyanya kunangana nekuita mhino dzakavharika mhino dzekuyerera madziwa uye nekusinisa kuyetsura tinoti kazhinji zhinji haisi covid inenge chingori upper respiratory tract infection yakonzereswa nemaflu tokuti kana ukangoona waita masymptoms iwaya kurumbidza kubatsira uchiri kumba usati wasvika kuchipatara ino mvura yakawanda idya chikafu chinovaka muviri chinobatsira chakaita semafruits mavegetables michero yedu yekumusha iyoyo nhengeni tinoti vanhu ngavadye matohwe zvinobatsira kusimudzira immunity.
Well, Zulukandaba, you are hearing there in Moko Ends where in Dutch Lizindaba, yes, 207, Ukir Mutsavi, Ube Kopa. Then we see our Zendilagate, Udokta, Josfata, Chiripanyanga, Udokta Chiripanyanga, with Tatsan, and then we make to go Okona. Phakathi komkhuhlane weflu i-influenza kanye nalomkhakha omutsha wegciwane le-coronavirus esithi hhayi ngempela umkhakha lo omutsha ukhanya ngani awubulali kanjalo nxa sesiyicompare nalo mkhakha osanda ukudlula owe-delta variant hhayi lapho kukhanya ngani abantu abaningi were dying because of the COVID-19 umkhakha we-delta variant kodwa njengoba sekulo mkhakha omutsha uyasho ngempela ukuthi hhayi it presents a lot of flu-like symptoms which we're going to be delving in a little more sixoxa laba sakhulayo kuhlelo silode inkosikhona dvp sixoxa njalo lo Bruce Nyoni labanye abontanga abadabuka kwele Zimbabwe abalolwazi oluthile nalomkhuhlane we-coronavirus. So Muri in Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Dr. Joshua Chiripanyanga in an interview that he had with our Studio 7 correspondent, Kirimudza Miri, explaining more about the Omicron variant. But now to hear more, I also reached out to Mbosikona DVD of our community podium to hear about how people are reacting to the Omicron variant. And of course, if they have an understanding of how to conduct themselves now that there's the Omicron variant in Zimbabwe. So let's head over to my conversation that I had with Nkosikona DVD.
Well, there isn't much information as Nkosikona around, you know, the fourth wave, rather. We just had the announcement from the government, but at our level, even as journalists or people working in the media, we haven't had the final details about it, except that it's now here with us. So we are here to, you know, to get feelers about it. We can't say or report much about it now because the information that we have is very limited. We are just hearing that we're seeing that the cases are escalating. Abantu sebe abanjwe vele COVID-19 sebabaningi in Zimbabwe.
And how are people responding to that now that you just highlighted that there's not a lot of information readily available about Omicron in Zimbabwe? How are people reacting to this surge in cases?
There is a panic, Mike, because there is a flu bug going on. I don't know whether it's the fourth wave or something. Almost like one in every two is some flu. So we are not so sure whether it's the new variant, the fourth wave, or it's something else different. You notice that street Sunday, it was packed with kids, mm-hmm. particularly kids, you know, the toilet space at Lapana, were having flu fever symptoms, flu-like, you know, increase in temperature, cough, dry cough, and things like that. So there is that bug, like I'll speak go Bulawa Lapa. So it's there's that kind of panic. Ultimately, it's the fourth wave, or it's just flu. There's a bit of confusion around that.
Mm-hmm. So now, talk to me a little more about that in terms of what people are now doing. Are people still, now that you mentioned that there's panic, are people now taking extra precautionary measures?
People are really kind of like reinforcing that, and also the issue around, you know, vaccination. You'll notice that even from the statistics, many people are not fully vaccinated. And now there's concerns around that. But you find that there isn't less conversations about vaccine anymore. They've kind of like died down. So the panic is also adding into, you know, maybe stricter lockdown. Maybe so that, you know, everyone should be home by 9 p.m. and things like that. So that kind of like creates the panic, but in that panic mode, there's less information about what's going on. We just know that, you know, the lockdown regulations have been reviewed and things like that, but there isn't much about, you know, how to further, you know, of this fourth. But we are not so sure what, you know, citizens are supposed to do. In terms of masking up, people are still masking up. People are, you know, social distancing is neither here nor there, because right now people are queuing for money in the banks, like, you know, your special abatala. I saw them in early hours of this morning in Bulawa Lapema Bank, where they are supposed to get AMA bonuses in US dollars. So there is no social distancing there. So the masking up aspect is still on, but the social distancing and other, it's just mild like that, but there's a lot of panic about, you know.
You mentioned the vaccination program. We saw just under 2 weeks ago, I believe, the government kicked off a program where would say abantu abasakhulayo 16 and above can now be taking the COVID-19 vaccine, even in July this started. How are people reacting to that? Is this something that people are accepting?
I haven't seen any, like, vaccination points where I haven't seen any. Because in that age group is the age group that analyzes a lot, and it would take a lot of information and awareness raising for them to get them to actually leave home and go and queue. In terms of, you know, but I centers or even adverts to say you can go and get your jab in this place or the other. Unlike in the other period when the vaccination process started, people were being told, "Hamba ngujeni, hamba empilo, go to your closest clinic." I'm not so sure if that is happening already, but the announcement was there. I haven't seen or heard young people being said to be queuing somewhere and getting the jab.
Now, of course, when Ativiti Ungomunye Oge Washatra, this vaccine. So what advice would you give to young people who are still skeptical towards embracing the vaccine?
I think the most important thing is for us as different stakeholders to ensure that information gets to these young people so that they also make our decisions are informed. And I also say, you know, with the COVID-19, it's not unique to Zimbabwe. So we should actually think around, you know, doing this and see which corner it helps us that ourselves and also those around us.
Before we wrap up, I would like to start with coronavirus, especially umkhakha omutsha, Omicron. Khangela indlela abantu abasemaphandleni baphila ngakhona. Ubona ngani abantu balolwazi oluthile na ngalo mkhakha omutsha?
Emaphandleni lapho abantu abakazwisisi ukuthi i-fourth wave le ihlukane njani lala amanye ama-waves esike sahlangana lawo njalo kumele ukuthi beziphathe. Uzathola ukuthi enkayeni ngale bebesibuza ukuthi kuthiwa sokulama booster kungakabi le information ejulileyo okuyenza ukuthi kube nzima ukuthi uqalise ukufundisa abantu kumbe utshengisa abantu ukuthi hhayi kutsho lokhu njalo sikhulu maphandleni ngoba babesizophela ukuthi sokule into enje njalo uhulumende sethi hhayi umunye nomunye ngo-9 p.m. abesendlini kuze kuyetsha o-6 ekuseni so khona lokhu kungani because kuyethusa abantu ukuthi khona osokuhlukene ngaleyo okuthiwa yi-fourth wave yakhona yikuyini ama-numbers akhona akhwela njalo nje nsuku zonke
sibone ngeviki edlule esithi hhayi yebo umkhakha omutsha usukhona kodwa ulokhu eqhubekela phambili ekhuthaza uzulu ukuthi ahlatshwe leli Jackson ekhuthaza njalo abantu abasakhulayo 16 and above ukuthi labo bahlatshwe i-Jackson elivikela i-coronavirus yena uzulu uyakwamukela lokhu na
ikakhulu laba ama-16 year old laba ngabantu abatsha njalo abavumi ukutshelwa nje ukuthi selingayenza lokhu selingayenza lokhwana bengafundiswanga ukuthi kuhamba njani ngoba kathi sizakhayela ukuthi i-age group yona leyo mike abantu abasesikolo so usungakwanisa ukubathola esikolo uthi uxoxisana labo khona lapho esikolo behle behlabe kumbe ngeklasi kungayikho kungaba lula ngoba ukuthi sithi khona abantu abathe bevuke sibili ayelayina esithi uyahlaba i-Jackson ngoba ngathi yabona ukuthi mina sikhuluma ngabantu abantu abasha laba isikhuluma nge-peer pressure oyi-one engabona ukuthi alokhu kuzasibulala bonke sebetshelana nje kuyamemetheka bengathi kungaba affecta futhi isikolo sonke sesibambile i-COVID-19 kanti yabo so kumele ukuthi sibahendle with so much strategy in terms of ukuthi khona singabancedisa njani ukuthi bazwisise njalo bancediseke ngokuthola le Jackson.
What do you think the Zimbabwean government needs to put in place to assist all Zimbabweans, especially those who are still very skeptical towards taking the COVID-19 jab?
Awukhulumende kumele ukuthi angazi ukuthi angeke ngithi awareness ngoba iawareness isike yayenzwa but now nazelela mike ukuthi ama figures awejebu vele even lakathesi uzathola ukuthi khona abantu abe fully vaccinated balutshwane kakhulu kulabantu abathole i-first jab kutho ukuthi kule kunye okuyi-disconnect nje kwapha kutho ukuthi in the process is either people lost confidence in the process or abanye kwesinye isikhathi ezindaweni ezisemakhaya ezathiwa akuli-second jebu or kumbe kumele libe bangaki ukuthi lize lihlatshwe izinto ezinjazoleyo so sesifisa ukuthi ngabe uhulumende ngaqalisa again i-drive yonaleyana ukuthi abantu bebekwazi baya ngathi bafike ba-plani ngathi.
All right, Diviti, in closing in English here, what last sentiments would you like to leave for the youth of Zimbabwe?
We've never heard of it. It's happening in our time, so we need to be very careful and also share verified information that would assist us and also those around us, you know, in decision making. We believe, personally, I believe that someone should make a decision based on information, not making decisions based on ignorance. That is very key in terms of sharing verified information and also checking information. You see, upon forward and in WhatsApp groups and cause alarm and, you know, and despondency in such situations as these ones that we find ourselves in.
Well, so look at what you were hearing there from Nkosi Khona Diviti, the founder of our community program, the Tatsa Nyembela, ngalokho okwenzakalayo elizweni okumayelana ngokumemetheka kwe-coronavirus. Sixoxa njalo ngalo mkhakha omutsha osanda ukutholakala elizweni u-Omicron. Sakamuri yeZimbabwe mangamtshinzi wazakasisana ngurwakana Nkosi Khona Diviti Ntiyeka, mkuru wesangano re-community podium rinoita nezvekutepfenyura nhau kubulawayo kana kumathevelele kumaruwa. Angachibataka achinyatsozeya achitsana ngura zviri kusangana nevanhu munzvimbo idzi achizeya zvekare nyaya yemhando itsva yecoronavirus yeOmicron achiti aiwa vanhu vakawanda havasati vava neruzivo kwakawanda nezvemhando itsva. Now, we also reached out to Bruce Nyoni, who is the chairperson of the Zimbabwe AIDS Network. Mr. Nyoni also had his contribution towards the discussion in terms of the new Omicron variant and, of course, the outbreak of coronavirus in Zimbabwe, the surge in COVID-19 cases. So let's head over to my conversation that I had with Mr. Nyoni. He joined us via telephone over the weekend. I managed to catch up with him. Let's hear more from Mr. Nyoni.
Thank you so much. That is a very important question. You know, as an organization, we are so much worried with the increase in the new cases of COVID-19, especially when we are heading towards the festive season. Of course, when you compare the previous year with this year, it automatically means that we are heading for disaster. And to us, it's an open call to simply say, we are not doing what we are supposed to be doing, probably as organizations working in the health sector, the CSOs. We are not doing what we are supposed to be doing, probably as the healthcare service providers, in terms of educating people, creating awareness, as well as conscientizing people on the importance of maintaining the WHO regulations and stipulations that governs the combating of the spread of COVID-19. Here in Zimbabwe. So to me, really, it's quite alarming, it's quite shocking, it's quite disappointing, but I think as individuals, all of us, we are responsible for the outcome, and it is my prayer that we come together as a nation and unite and ensure that we save lives, because lives are so important than anything else. Looking at our health systems, the infrastructure and stuff like that, I think if we maintain numbers as high as these ones, I'm sure we will not be able to cope up. It's going to be very, very difficult for us as a nation.
Bruce, do you think people have a firm understanding of what the Omicron coronavirus variant is?
Well, the minister have announced that Omicron has been detected here in Zimbabwe. The only shocking thing is that the ministry have not started educating people about this new variant, how it probably super spreads and stuff like that. It remains a myth to the generality of Zimbabweans, a thing that we would want us to demystify. Some of the things are over exaggerated and some of these things are underestimated. So what is important now is to create more awareness, as I feel that knowledge is power. I think it's not always good for us as a nation to pinpoint at each other, especially when we feel that justice has not been done. I think it is now the duty of the media to also chip in and create more the much needed awareness with regards to the new variant, as well as the funders to also ensure that they ensure availability of enough resources to create awareness as well as combat the spread of this. And it is important to mention, whilst on that, that apart from announcing that we have the variant in the country, the government of Zimbabwe have promised that they are going to be announcing some new measures that would enforce the lockdowns, as they predict that probably the numbers are going to be much higher than what they are. It is also important for us to also take into consideration the lessons that we would have learnt from the previous experiences that we have had, especially with this virus. I think that will be very, very important.
Now, since the announcement of detection of the Omicron variant in Zimbabwe, do you think that people are taking all necessary precautions towards, I guess, curbing the spread of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe? For example, are people now taking extra precautions to make sure that everyone around them is wearing masks, to make sure that they're practicing social distancing, to make sure that they're washing their hands? Those are World Health Organization regulations that are constantly enforced. Are people now taking these extra steps?
Yes, as a health rights advocate, I think it is important for me to also conscientize and encourage the generality of Zimbabweans to simply say, it is still COVID-19. And we need to keep on maintaining those WHO regulations, as simple as they are. Keeping a social distance, sanitizing and masking up always. This would really help us, because our people have been now relaxing, following the declines in the number of new infections that we've been witnessing in the past, and people were thinking that this thing is now under the bridge. But now, as we can see now, it's coming back. That this has saved us as a nation. So let's keep on maintaining these WHO regulations and stipulations. It would go a long way. Lockdowns and all these things are not good for us. But I think what is important is that each and every person should care for themselves and care for their neighbor as well. This would help us as a nation. And I think if we would follow these things, it will go a long way, because this is the only functional healthcare facilities that we have. These are functional medical insurances that we have. And let's utilize them, noting that most of these things that we had also were heavily affected by COVID-19, especially these in life insurance policies as well as medical insurance policies. So dignity and life is very, very important always.
Now, of course, amongst these steps that we initially discussed that are being suggested by experts and, of course, organizations like the World Health Organization is being vaccinated. So I'm a little curious, because we still have a lot of people in Zimbabwe who are skeptical, not just in Zimbabwe, but across the globe, who are skeptical of the COVID-19 vaccine. So what words would you have for such people?
Thank you so much. I think the issue of vaccines, it is important for us to demystify all those myths and misconceptions associated with vaccination. I think now we have examples of our brothers and sisters who have been vaccinated and still they remain the same. They still remain managers at our workplaces. They still remain waiters in our hotels. They still remain drivers of our transport. I think all these things we need to also appreciate. So what is important is that we all get vaccinated, especially those who are elite, so that we have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year, where we are going to be actually merry, happy with all of us, probably being alive if God permits. So I wouldn't want a situation whereby we are going to have a miserable Christmas and a disastrous New Year, whereby we'll be mourning for our loved ones who could have passed away as a result of COVID-19. Some of the deaths could have been eliminated because otherwise people were vaccinated. I think Zimbabwe, we need to be vaccinated. And those who are spreading fake news with regards to vaccines, I think they need to also stop that.
Now, in closing, Bruce, what parting words would you like to leave for the Zimbabwean government with regards to, educating people on the coronavirus pandemic, especially the Omicron variant? And of course, what advice would you have for Zimbabweans about the importance of getting the COVID-19 vaccine?
Oh, okay, thank you so much. Lastly, let me say to the generality of Zimbabwe, the variant is real. The variant is now here. Let's go get vaccinated, and those who are eligible, let's do so and do it accordingly. To those who have limited information, please, let's go and seek information from the rightful and authentic sources so that we will not cry foul at the end of the day. To all the civic society organizations who are on health or working on health, please, this is the time where we need to redouble our commitments and redouble our efforts so that we save lives. Because what is important at the end of the day is that we ensure that our communities are healthy and they are safe. I think to the government of Zimbabwe, I would like to simply say the ministry should ensure that doses are available in their rightful quantities at all vaccination points or centers, so that we wouldn't have people waiting in long queues for these vaccinations. I think we need not be forced for vaccination, but we should go there willingly, as this has to do with our lives and the lives of our neighbors. In addition to this, let me say this is the time we need to unite as a nation and fight against this pandemic. Victory will be ours at the end of the day. Thank you.
Well, as you are hearing there from Bruce Nyoni, he is the chairperson of the Zimbabwe AIDS Network. Ube kuluma ngempela umbono wakhe ngalokho okwenzakalayo elizweni okumayelana ngokumemetheka kwegcikwane le-coronavirus, njalo umkhakha lo omutsha esizayo. Ubekhuthaza uZulu ukuthi hambani liyohlatshwa iJackson elivikela i-coronavirus, ekhuthaza njalo uZulu ukuthi hhayi kumele liqhubekele phambili lihlonipha imithetho ekhona ejonge ukuvimba ukumemetheka kwe-coronavirus. Uyasho ngempela ukuthi gezani izandla, uyasho ngempela ukuthi practice i-social distancing, kanye qhubekelani phambili ligqoka ama-mask. Now, Muriel Zimbabwe, let's head over to another conversation that we had. Our Studio 7 correspondent, Ujonga Kandemiri, my good colleague, reached out to Chaunga Nandoro, who is the Director of Information under the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education. Now, the education sector is amongst other sectors that have been affected by the surge in COVID-19 cases. So let's head over to the conversation that Jonga had with Ms. Ndoro to hear more about what's happening in schools. And of course, when we come back to Qhubekela Phambili, ngohlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo, we continue speaking to the youth of the nation, especially those who are part of the education sector, to hear more about their thoughts on the Omicron variant, and of course, how they look to continue their education.
COVID, asi tiri kukwanisa kuzviriritira nekuzvidzivirira COVID-19 muzvikoro nekushandisa ma-standard operating procedures edu uye nema-protocols e-World Health Organization. Mazamanishoni ari kuenderera mberi zvakanaka.
Tiri kuona kuti denda re-COVID-19 iri riri kukwira panguva iyo vana vari kunyora bvunzo. Zviri kufamba sei kune vari kuwanikwa vaine COVID-19 vachinyora bvunzo?
Vane COVID vanongonyora semanyorero avaiita gore rakapera vari muisolation vachiita kuti vasatapurira utachiwana hweCOVID-19.
Tiri kunzwawo masangano evarayiridzi ari kuti nhengo dzavo dziri kurangwa mabasa. Muri kukwanisa here kuwana vari kunyoresa bvunzo?
Hatisati tanyanya kunetsekana nenyaya yekuti tingashaya maticha vari kunzi havasi kuchiuchireko. Tinofara chose, tinohwama nyukunyuku nekuti maticha edu vari kuramba vachienderera mberi nebasa kuti bvunzo dzevana veform 4 neform 6 dzienderere mberi.
Well, Zulu Gandaba, you were hearing there from Zata Ungana Ndoro, who is the Director of Information with Tesla Nempela and Aloko Wendagalo Escolo. That was Mr. Ungana Ndoro, the Director of Information, explaining more in an interview that he had with VOA's Jonga Kandemiri with regards to what our government is doing to ensure that the COVID-19 pandemic does not affect the education system in Zimbabwe, especially when we talk about the primary and secondary education. Now, let's head over to an educator that we reached out to, who is Lorraine Rojizo, in terms of what she thinks is happening in schools through her lens as an educator. And, of course, she talks more about the Omicron coronavirus variant. Let's hear more in the conversation that I had with Lorraine Rojizo via telephone just yesterday in Zimbabwe.
It's a bit disturbing because as much as we know that COVID is real, this fourth wave seems to be a bit more hectic than the last three. And right now, with the way things are, it seems like people are acting as if everything is normal, like the way people are moving up and down. And it's putting everyone at risk, unfortunately. So it's a bit unsettling and scary at the same time for us teachers as well as the learners.
Tell me something. I'm a little curious in terms of what it looks like in schools. I know initially it was really enforced that educators be wearing masks, social distancing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What do things look like right now in schools?
From what I've discovered, like most educators, teachers, they are enforcing those things. Because even if you get into a classroom, you are not comfortable sitting in front of a classroom that is with learners without face masks. But for some of the schools that I have noticed, those ones that are not well equipped, the learners themselves are a bit relaxed in terms of enforcing COVID-19 regulations. You discover that a child will tell you they don't have a face mask because they didn't bring any from home. So meaning even when they come from home, the people at home, they are not cautious as to the child going into a high-risk zone where there are so many learners. So it's difficult for us, the educators, now to enforce COVID regulations when the learners themselves are coming to school without that caution of knowing that things are not well. Mm-hmm. And even the facilities that we are exposed to in terms of our school facilities, some of the school learning areas that we are in, they are not well equipped in terms of running water or even the standard operation measures that are required for COVID. It's difficult for some schools to access this because of the expense, since they cannot afford to do that.
Early on, you briefly touched on the fourth wave. I don't expect you to speak about this from a medical perspective, but we hear all these talks about Omicron, which is this new variant that they're saying is more infectious. Do people have knowledge of that, especially within the schools?
Not that I've discussed, not that I'm aware of, because it's just something that you continually hear about on the news and on some platforms. But for us to actually say we're knowledgeable in terms of what Omicron is, mm-hmm. I would be telling lies. Because mm-hmm. right now, we just know that there's COVID. This strain on its own, the way it's functioning, or the way people seem to think it's spreading, not most of us are aware. Personally, I don't have much knowledge on the virus, on this strain, and how it's working. Because you discover, as much as people are saying, as long as you are vaccinated, there's a better chance of surviving, mm-hmm. which might be true for those people that are vaccinated. But right now, like within this past week, there have been so many people that have had a flu. Like there's just this flu wave going around. Mm-hmm. But the fortunate part is most people that have gotten the flu, they survived. Mm-hmm. They've managed to... But the unfortunate thing now is most of the people that have gotten that flu, they cannot even afford to get the COVID test done because it's a bit expensive. Mm-hmm. So you discover that we may all have had the COVID virus, like the Omicron, but we don't know actually because we didn't manage to get tested because of the expense.
Are there no testing facilities at schools?
No, not the schools that I know of. I don't know if there are other testing facilities out there. Because right now, what I'm aware of is getting a COVID test for learners in some laboratories, they are going for $15 mm-hmm. for learners in some aspects. But the normal price right now, the price that I know of is $30, from 30 going up to $60 for a COVID test. Mm-hmm. But I don't know about other facilities, but I do know that the test itself is a bit costly. Mm-hmm. So for people to be able to fork out that much money and US dollars, no less, right. It's not an easy thing. You discover people just prefer to get their own remedies,
right.
options, and without the flu, just have the comfort of saying, if it was COVID, then I'm fine.
Right.
And so forth.
Now, I want to go back to talking about the safety that you initially touched on. We hear government is now vaccinating students or children or Zimbabwean youth that are age 16 and above. As an educator, how does that make you feel in terms of feeling safe within your working environment?
I understand the need for caution, mm-hmm. but in terms of safety, I think it now becomes an issue of knowledge, like personal knowledge on your, like if the kids are informed well. The issue, it shouldn't just be a case of them coming to the school and saying, we are vaccinating all of you. They should take time to sit down with the kids, explain to them what the vaccine is about, and give them the choice, the option to make the choice. If they do choose to get vaccinated, then they're fine. But if they see that they're not comfortable getting the vaccine right now, they should have that option. It shouldn't be a case of saying every learner, get in line, get the vaccine. It becomes a bit tricky if they do that now.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Now, tell me something. In reaction, of course, to the surge, this sudden spike in COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe, we've seen some high schools close, and we've seen some institutions of higher learning reverting back to e-learning to continue studies. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's a wise move. Because you have to come to a realization that times are changing. As much as you may want to stick to the old normal, we are getting into a new normal now. So reverting to e-learning is a very wise move and safe move. Because right now, you do not know who to trust in terms of COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Because some people are carriers without even realizing it. So reverting to online learning is a very good thing. Because at least you know that people are continuing their education. They are not putting a stop to the education aspect, but then they are learning at a safer distance, safe for the educator, safe for the learners themselves. Mm-hmm. And you also get an opportunity to explore many more things. Because with online learning, you get to discover there's so much out there on the net mm-hmm. in terms of doing your research and whatnot. So this is an experience and exposure that most learners would never have gotten if they're in the classroom. Mm-hmm. So online learning is not bad. It's actually quite a good thing.
Now, talk to me about that from a resource standpoint, especially for you guys as educators. Online learning is something that you guys have used arguably for the past 2 years, with some brief going back to class, but majority of those past 2 years was online learning. Did you guys receive enough support to facilitate such a program?
I don't know if there are people out there that did receive support, but from my standpoint and from the people that I know, the educators that I myself, there wasn't any assistance in terms of online support for us to do online lessons. Because you're talking about these schools that have got very limited facilities, very, very limited resources on their own. So for them to be able to provide for the educators themselves, the appropriate gadgets and also the data, the data bundles for them to be able to facilitate online lessons. It's a huge ask, because you're talking about institutions that don't have the facilities, that don't have the resources themselves to be able to handle such a task.
All right, Zare Loren, ma kasungu nguka ere kutsimbozeya nyaya ine rimirwa mai nezvino.
Zvakanakisisa mai.
Tosa ndakane nyaya yekuparara kwedenda reCOVID-19, tirikunzwa kuti mava nemhando itsva inonzi Omicron munyika. Sevarairidzi, how are you reacting kune zviri kuitika munyika munyaya dzekuparara kwedenda reCOVID-19?
Chekutanga Omicron yacho yauri kutaura nezvayo yedenda reCOVID-19 vashoma vane ruzivo rwakanyatsodzama kuti iri kunyatsoita nezvei nekuti mamiriro akaita zvinhu seizvozvi tirikungoziva kuti kune COVID-19 and iyo pachai iri kutovhundisa saka kuzonzwa kuti pane yimwe mhando yapo zvinhu zvinovhundusa zvinotyisa nekuti varairidzi vazhinji kunyanyanya vari muzvikoro zvemamisha nezvimwe zvikoro zvisina zvikwaniso zvakanyatsoringana unoona kuti kungoenda kubasa muchizvisa pachena kuzviisa pamhene kune chiri kune denda racho nekuti zvikwaniso zvokuti uende pamberi pevana uchinobata basa rako zvinenge zvisitoripo wozonzwa kuti pane imwe mhandozve yakati simbei kupfuura dzimwe dzisidzaranchiona idzi zvinovhundusa zvina kana kumboreruka ndozvitoripo.
Zvii zviri kuitika muzvikoro mukudzivirira kupararira kwedenda reCOVID-19?
Pane vavariro yekuti zvinodiwa maererano nekudzivirira COVID-19 zvakaita sekupfeka maface mask nekushandisa masanitizer zvacho zvingori basic zvinenge zvitarisirwa zviya kuti zvinofanira kunge zviripo panzvimbo asi ndine hurombo kutaura kuti zvikoro zvizhinji zviri kumamisha nyange zviri mumataundi zvacho zvisina zvikwaniso izvinhu zvakadaro hazvisi kunyatsoitwa nemhando nekuti isu sevarairidzi tinogona kuzama nepatinogona asi unotoona kuti vana vacho vatiri kudzidzisa mumwe anotoya asina face mask kuchikoro ende kutomuudza kuti enda unotora face mask anokudza kuti ndabva kumba ndisina kuratidza kuti kwaari kutobva kwacho pane vatomusiya achitobuda akapfeka uniform vachiti ari kuenda kuchikoro asi asina face mask saka kuti tingati tiri kunyatsoedza zvatiri kuita kuti tidzivirire denda iri togona kuedza sevadzidzisi but pane patiri kuti remerwei nevamwe vana and takatasaizi nemamwe macommunity vamwe vakatikomberedza vanenge vachingoona sedenda iri sechinhu chinongotaurika kudzimwe nzvimbo chisingavabate saka unoona kuti koshetso yekuita zvinodiwa haipo kune vamwe.
Now Loren, your last sentiments here in English. What words of encouragement would you give to a young student who's now having to walk through this cycle again, experiencing some going through schools closing and some having to go to e-learning but they don't have resources? What words would you have to give to that young student?
First and foremost, I would like these young students to always realize that life cannot always be simple. That's the fact of the matter. Mm-hmm. But even though we are in difficult times, we should learn to adapt and make sure that we progress in a positive direction. Because as difficult as these times are, they're giving us a platform to find new avenues, find new ways of learning, explore new things within this life. Because it's unfortunate we're so stuck on the old way of learning, the old model of doing things, and then along comes COVID-19, forcing us to adjust almost everything. So for a young learner out there that is finding it difficult to adjust online learning, that is finding it difficult to even access online learning, the best advice I can give is do not lose hope. Use what is there, what is available to you. Because even if you fail to get the proper online equipment, there are always other alternatives. Even voice calls, you can just get a bit of airtime, just a little airtime. Call some of your classmates, have a small discussion. Talk about some of the things. Even if you get homework, some people can just forward homework even as text messages, giving you homeworks or hints on what to do in terms of education, than to just sit back and say, we're in a lockdown, or this is another COVID-19, like this is another another variant that is struck. So we're going to spend a few months at home without doing anything. Because not doing anything is not only bad for your mind, but it's also bad for your future. You need to move forward. So use anything and everything available to you and make sure that you proceed forward instead of just sitting back and saying, this is what is there.
Well, Zuluganda, you were hearing there from Lorraine Ruzizo, Mbalisilo, an educator based in Zimbabwe. We are from Disapela, Emma Pandeni Ale, ubechazisa umbono wakhe ngalo mkhakha omutsha we-Omicron, echazisa njalo umbono wakhe ngalokho okwenzakalayo esikolo esithi akhanya nganizo izinto ezilokhu eziqhubekela phambili zihlupha ezikolo ngalesi sikhathi i-coronavirus ilokhu imemetheka elizweni njalo sekulo mkhakha omutsha. Likubona njani lokhu Zulukandi? Ababhalani libonene ubukhathi lethu le-Facebook bu-VOA Ndebele ukuze sibone phela ukuthi likubona njani lokho okwenzakalayo elizweni. Muli Zimbabwe makamtshinzi wakubva kune murayiridzi mutsvare Lorraine Ruzizo angatitaurawo kamaundiro ake nezvemhando itsva yecoronavirus iyo inonzi Omicron yave kupararira muZimbabwe. Angatiziya zvekare nezviri kuitika muzvikoro kuti ivo muzvikoro vari kuibata sei nyaya iyi yemhando itsva, vari kushandisa here, vari kutora here matanho ose akanangana nekudzivirira kupararira kwedenda recovid-19. Muzvare Ruzizo akatitsanangura kuti aiwa kune vamwe vadzidzi nanhasi vari kusangana nematambudziko akasiyana-siyana anoita kuti zvinetse kuti vanhu vadzivirire chirwere checovid-19. Saka imi muri kuionawo sei mhuri yeZimbabwe? Nyorai maondero enyu papeji redu reFacebook paVOA Shona. Now, Mudi Zimbabwe, as we wrap up Oshelo Lotu Labasakulayo, I want to head over to a conversation that I had with Talent Madaba, who is a graduate at Chinoy University of Technology, who graduated in 2020. I talked to Talent about her experience as a graduate, and of course, we touched on how she was able to do it at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic in Zimbabwe. Talent has a couple of advice gems for all the young people who are going through it right now. Let's hear what Talent had to say. I conversed with her via telephone.
Thank you very much, Mike. Thank you. Thank you for hosting me. Okay. You know, I do not want to lie to you. COVID-19 is something that affected the whole community of Zimbabwe, not only Zimbabwe, but worldwide. Especially we as students, our studies were disturbed. Our studies were dragged back. With COVID-19, our education system changed. You know, we used to be learning, going to school for 3 months, learning, having physical lessons, you know. But with COVID-19, everything changed. We started to do online learning and, you know, our time, our physical interaction with our lecturers was now limited. Considering that I was in my final year, being a final student, you will be working on a dissertation project that you'll be working on. You need to be doing consultations, frequent consultations with your supervisor to make sure that your project comes out to be the best. But because of COVID-19, that physical interaction with our supervisors was limited. I remember last year in 2020 June, that is when we went back for our final lab, our final semester, and there was COVID lockdown. There was lockdown because of COVID-19. We only had to go for school for about a month. And within that month, we were expected to finish our project, our dissertation, and also to finish all the course outline to be able to write for our final exams. I don't want to lie to you, this was the most difficult time that we ever had in our lifetime. Within that short period of time, we were able to do that, but the pressure, you could feel that this is way too much for you as a student, because we are not used to it, to such kind of a pressure. You know, this thing with online learning where you'll be reading for on your own without lecturers, without anyone watching you. You know, we were used to be doing teamwork, you know, group discussions and all that. I mean, in physical form. But now, because of COVID, we were now using online platforms like WhatsApp, of which for us, we are used to be using WhatsApp platforms for fun, for chatting and stuff. So, you know, it was something difficult for us to adapt as students.
Talent, As a student that was able to complete her studies during a time whereby Zimbabwe was highly impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic, especially the education sector, you were able to graduate, you were able to complete your studies. What alternative methods did you use to counter some of the challenges you faced, especially when we talk about data expenses?
So because of the high expenses of data, you would find out that most students now, they were not able to attend their online lessons due to the fact that they could not afford to buy data. And considering the fact that the data packages are always fluctuating, like they're always fluctuating every month, their prices were changing. Up to now, they are changing every month. The prices are changing. Affording that kind of data, you know, you really need to be having at least 10 gig of data, of which for that cost, you would need something like 3,000. For now, 8 gig is almost 3,000 RTGS. So tell me, how best can you actually attend for a Zoom meeting, for a Zoom lecture? You would need much data for you to be able to keep on having your online lessons each and every day. So you would see that even those who were affording the data, we were not able to be attending all the lessons. Maybe you would attend today, the next day you skip, the next day you attend, so that you save the data, so that maybe it would last you until you finish the rest of your course. So, nyaya data, my nyaya data.
Now, in closing, talents, I want to talk about what's currently happening with regards to the education sector in Zimbabwe. Because of the surge of COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe, some institutions have found themselves having to close, early, and others have found themselves, especially higher learning institutions, having to revert back to e-learning. What words of advice would you have for both teachers and students who are having troubles having to adapt to this constant ever-changing of environments where it's one week you're in class and the next week you're back to e-learning? What words would you have for these students?
Well, my advice to the community of Zimbabwe, the educators and the learners of Zimbabwe in this hard time of COVID-19 pandemic is that the first thing is, as educators, as learners, we need to be strong. We need to understand that COVID-19 is a pandemic that came. Yes, we were not prepared, it's something that we do not want, but it's something that we should be able to deal with. We cannot let COVID-19 affect the quality of our education. Henceforth, I advise the educators and the learners to be able to adapt to the digitalization of education, to be able to use digital platforms to learn. Because for us to actually rely on face-to-face, it has proved to us that it will not work, and it will not save us, because we do not know when COVID is going to end. We do not know when COVID is going to end. So my advice is that let's use the digital platforms that we have. Let's adapt to the situation. Because if we can see our this world is being is modernizing, is changing everything now. COVID-19 has taught us to digitalize everything, whether it's business, whether it's what. So as learners, let's learn, let's have that habit to be able to learn to work with digital gadgets. Let's remove that attitude to say, I cannot learn on WhatsApp. You know, I really need to be having a physical interaction with a lecturer. Let's have also focus to be able to learn and read on our own.
All right. So, Luganda Bomtoga Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe, shout out to Talent Madaba for taking time out to be with us. My time here has come to an end. Shout out to all my guests for taking time out to be with us. And most importantly, shout out to you, our loyal listeners, who tune in, week out. At Big Mike Lee is my Twitter and Instagram user name. So if you're looking to catch up with me, you can find me there. One in the one I'm talking about, Zimbabwe, Mateso, Tibananjalo, Nevige Zayo, Lapa, Bushele, Labasakulayo. Let's meet, same time, same place, Palo Panapinure Studio 7, Anukonika and Mfaro, Dino and Mikeove, Muria Zimbabwe. I go by the name of Mikeove. Let's meet, same time, same place, next week, here on Studio 7, Voice of America. Bye bye!